Is he frozen?
He's dead.
Welcome to Sad Boys, a podcast about feelings and other things also. I'm Jarvis.
I'm Jordan.
And today we're joined by two special guests.
Wait.
Two.
He That's counted right. them.
Wait, nice. I have to make sure as well.
Two.
No, you're close.
You're done.
You're done.
This yeah. got it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eddie Verbeck and job. Drew Gooden.
And how old are you?
No, I'm gonna keep
it's gonna take
keep talking.
So
it's
long.
It's gonna take a while. I don't know. How many fingers do I have? Yeah.
Hey guys.
This again.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast.
Come on, man.
I feel like I was just gotcha. On here.
Yeah, yeah, you were. Eddie's never been here before.
Been
like, you recorded the episode at the old place,
right? But also, I've been to your right. house many no. times,
Admit
and we've
it.
Thrown a party here.
Admit
and
it.
Also, I don't know if a lot of people know the Burback videos are recorded in this mm-hmm. very spot currently.
No.
So I've been like, here quite a bit.
We have you in one of those rooms that they do in The Mandalorian, where they like project yeah. the background.
You're on the volume.
So you think you've been in here?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's why it's not very good, because it's on the volume.
How,
it's a very mid.
The Burback stuff?
Yeah. It feels like I'm not in an immersive space and there's not enough extras on set.
Did you like when we brought a bunch of Star Wars animated characters to life, though?
I remember them. So mm-hmm. I liked that.
Cool.
I saw X-Wing. That from before. I like a movie.
Oh, I know that.
They fly now? How the hell are you doing?
Yeah. My stomach just was so loud. That won't catch on the mic, but I just had the loudest stomach of all.
Well, dude.
I can't do it on command.
I can.
Ah, free me.
You need to put in a sound effect there. I can't I can't be seen lying.
Wait, try it again.
Help.
It's me. All right, let's change the subject.
I'm a chicken sandwich.
The man, the myth, the legend. This episode is dedicated to the beach bum himself, the master of the sea, the sandwich guy. Restaurant Rick, old Jimmy Buffett, rest in peace, rest in beach, died at 76 years old.
Rest at the beach.
Yeah. Rest in paradise.
Sex in the beach.
Rest on the rocks.
Maybe not rest at the beach because it has rat in the abbreviation.
Rat
Jimmy Buffett, rat.
It's also that's almost the acronym for Rage Against the Machine, Rage Against the Machine.
So, dude, something
think about
Rage
it.
Against the Buffett.
Oh no.
Some people were so weird in the comments to me and Ted when Jimmy Buffett died.
Yeah.
It's like for people that don't know, I made a Margaritaville video, so I was very recently associated with and joked about Jimmy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just going to the video and just saying, Jimmy Buffett is dead. And it's like, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. You don't think that I'd maybe know by now? Or
yeah.
Why do you know so much?
Like, jokingly implicating you in his death. And it's like, what?
That's the thing is there wasn't even like really a joke there. It's like some people are like, you did this. And it's like, what?
What?
Like, actually, what is the bit? Like,
right.
That is what comedy is to like a lot of people. That's what like unfunny people have as comedy is the two things together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that your dog goes outside, but so do you? What's up with that? Right? Well,
I guess I am kind of a dog.
Wow.
I gotta sniff somebody's ass.
All right. All volunteer.
That was what I learned when I listened to people doing stand up in the metaverse was a lot of the humor was just black people.
Mm-hmm.
Run.
Do you think any of those people, and they were all children, so they wouldn't be allowed to anyway, but do you think any of those people would have the confidence to do those jokes at an actual
No way. Well, someone was literally doing Mitch Hedberg's jokes, but like so badly that it didn't even track in my mind that it was a Mitch Hedberg joke.
They wouldn't have the confidence to go to a comedy club.
Right.
The atmosphere would be too intense. Mm-hmm. And they might see a black person.
And they'd have to shower.
Take off the headset.
If they added the technology in the metaverse that your avatar smelled the way you do while playing, that would be
like smell-o-vision.
Like it'd be a nightmare for a lot of the users.
It would finally go to zero players. They would be forced out.
You know what we should do? We should add some kind of smell meter to next to every Reddit account.
Oh yeah,
because then anytime you see something on Reddit, you can just go, oh, I get it.
I want now this might be a little more practical to implement in real life.
A gun.
Yes, I do want
pretty practical. Yeah,
I want on YouTube comments a timestamp of how far into the video.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obligated.
There were like with some videos, like you mentioned something directly and people will be like, why didn't you talk about this? And
it's
like,
yeah,
I know you didn't.
Yeah, I know you're 4 minutes into the 20 minute video.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, just wait.
Before you did stuff online, did you comment or talk in any, like, I just have never really been a part of comment discussions before I made stuff.
A little bit.
A little bit. Only nice things.
I have, but I think a lot of the time my like commenting is sending it to like a friend and then having my own little private comment section, I think.
Yeah, not publicly commenting. I mean, it's hard to say because I've been doing this for so long now.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even
remember.
You're
so old.
Yeah, you look like shit.
100 years old. Yeah. 100 years young. I just pooped my pants, sorry. what were we talking about?
He's getting so old.
By the way, where am I? Can someone pick me up?
Is this live on the radio right now? I'm so old. I don't know of podcasts. I only know of the radio.
Yeah, if it doesn't
so
sound
self-aware
great.
About his lack of awareness.
I don't know what a podcast is, even though I was the one to bring up that I don't know what a podcast
yeah,
is.
Yeah, hold on.
And being carry on YouTube. One.
Is this Johnny Carson? all right, go on.
You were talking.
Go on, I say to myself, because I was the one talking. Go on.
I was in my head like, where were we before this? That's great. Just put it on them every time. Go on.
Go on.
Yeah.
And you said, I was saying,
I don't know about before I was like a public figure, but now that I am, like I definitely try not to comment mean things, but I do like to comment. Like if I watch a video and then it's like, this is great, like I try to comment and it's, because sometimes they're like, oh, cool, I'm a fan. That means a lot coming from you. So it's like,
I have the opposite where I find a bunch of small YouTubers and I comment, you'll never amount to anything. Quit right now.
Also, they added this new YouTube feature of my watch time and I did only watch 10 seconds of the video. Yeah.
It says I watched negative 5 seconds of the video, which
just
means
I haven't clicked on the video.
Yeah, I'm writing this from the algorithm page, the home feed.
Speed run pause to a new YouTuber to tell them they'll never make it. Yeah. You click on the video and bam.
Yeah. Get someone to quit YouTube any percent.
Try getting lucky just like me.
Yeah.
Shoot, I was suspended for what I said. This is jacked up. Please, please tell them to let me back.
I
please
take it
back. Special treatment.
Please
give me special treatment.
Please pin this. Let the people know.
Edit. Thanks for 1,000 likes, guys.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny with how YouTube works is if you edit a comment that's been pinned, it automatically unpins it. Because I think they make sure that someone doesn't edit it to say something horrible.
Right.
But I've had people like be like, oh my God, I got pinned. And then they get unpinned. And it's like, and I don't repin it if I see it because I'm like, nope, you blew it.
You had a chance and you ruined
You're
it.
You're going to have to learn your lesson the hard way.
So. I get so excited of this. Every time you, when you upload a video, the bit that where you pin somebody saying something like kind of mean or just like maybe that they, because the thing is, I feel like probably the first one was maybe somebody meaning it, but now it's like when there's a new video, it's rushed with people being like, oh my God, who cares?
Yeah, it's so mean. And sometimes I forget that they're just doing a bit. But even if they're not doing a bit, it's nice to just assume that they are and like they don't affect me anymore. But someone even commented once to call out the fact that they're like, I love how Drew, like every time he uploads a video, is clearly just sitting there scrolling, trying to find one comment that makes him giggle. And that's, I saw that as I was doing that, where I'm like, no, no, no.
You remove from channel. You never get to comment again.
Yeah.
Edit this. Edit this immediately.
Yeah. But it's all, some of those are just so funny. And I know people they probably like prepare them ahead of time because they have them like ready to go, but it's still fun to read them. It's like, they'll be like, get out of the way. I'm trying to watch the video or something. Like, get this guy off the screen.
Like, I don't really recall engaging with comments and, capital D discourse is just tiring to me because I can maybe do two back and forth.
I mean, in general, with like online discourse, like on Twitter, when people are arguing back and forth, it 99% of the time does not end with either of them changing their minds.
No.
And if it does, then it's almost cringier to me because then the reply of like, what a wholesome interaction, or like, you guys win the internet today. Like, that's rare to see. And it's like, I actually hate that more. I wish they just stood their ground.
Yeah. Have a backbone, dude.
It's like, come on.
Methinks this is epic. Also with Twitter Blue now, it's like, I can't, it was already hell before, but I can't see anybody interacting
anymore. It makes me so mad because I want to read, I feel like a big part of my experience on Twitter was reading the replies. I would want to see, oh, what are the funny replies going to be?
Yeah.
And then now it's just all
what's even the checks. Point of seeing an insane tweet if it's they're not getting dunked on right below?
No.
It's just like the cry laughing face is like what's the first reply bumped to the top. And it's like, you did a great job with this website, man. This is like, you're really making me want to scroll.
They've got to have a metric that's like how many replies people are seeing, and that number has to have gone off a cliff since they changed like the Twitter blue.
I'll open a tweet and then immediately go like, oh yeah, wait, this Twitter blue.
I
truly don't think I didn't really appreciate how much the engagement of other funny people on a funny tweet was kind of the dessert. Or even the initial tweet is the appetizer, and then it's like, let's see what Juniper said to this fucking idiot.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas now there's no, my thumb's getting tired from scrolling past.
I have seen
that just happened.
I have seen so many versions of the "we're not going to subscribe to your OnlyFans" joke it's like it's always like some Photoshop meme of like a 1920s infographic of a guy. With like, you know, the Chad jaw.
Yeah.
Going, nice try, OnlyFans model.
The reply system is so broken that, you know how like there's those automated ones where people will be like, downloader bot or whatever. And so they'll do that. And then like the downloader bot will reply and like download the video for them or whatever. Yeah. But like, since those bots are verified, the top replies will sometimes be someone being like, download this, and like, okay, here's your video. And it's like, what? This is a private thing for them. Like, why is this at the top?
Hey, mom, check this out.
But on the bright side, I can enjoy the delicious food at McDonald's right there in the middle of my, as I'm reading blue check replies, I get a little sponsored one in there too, to remind me, or related tweets where now I'm reading something about a completely, like something not related at all, and then I go, why am I scrolling?
Oh my
this?
God! Yeah. They throw those at the bottom, and you're like, wait, what does this have to do with anything?
I'm in the wrong place. Altogether. Yeah,
I started blocking every ad I saw just to see what would happen, and I kind of wish I didn't, because now I don't even see like just the normal like McDonald's ones anymore. Like it's all crypto. It's all just like a graph, and I don't know what the line chart is for, but it's just like indecent. And I'm like,
but if you invest, you'll 10x your money in a second.
Oh, I guess I should click on those.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's been 2 seconds. It's actually you.
Oh, no. They rug pulled. Oh, God. Oh, I lost everything.
Who could have seen that coming? Yeah.
Have you seen that? Like, the phenomenon is if you make any joke with the word hack or hacked, 30 immediate automatic comments.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to Elon's house right now to help you. Pay my Uber.
Have you seen the T-shirt bots? I don't know if you guys have posted.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like that blows my mind.
It's happened to my merch shirt. Like when I'm
if you post a photo of a T-shirt, like if you're advertising your merch or just wearing a shirt.
I think it gets activated when somebody in the replies asks like what like shirt.
Yeah. Oh, where can I get this?
Yeah. Well, I posted. I once tweeted a photo of a T-shirt, and then all of the replies were different T-shirt bots who had some of them had taken the photo that I had just posted on Twitter and linked to it on their website as if to say, buy this shirt here, and then it's my photograph. And I was like, this is crazy that this is all automated, and it must be making enough money to keep the operation afloat.
I can't imagine it does, but I guess every once in a while there's one that's on a viral enough tweet with an interesting enough thing. But
well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of we were going to talk about this maybe last week. I'm curious for your guys' thoughts. The whole Quibble Cop AI channel.
Oh my God.
The views are not great.
Yeah.
But it's free and no work.
Right. Yeah. I guess he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to retire anyway. But it's just like, way to like go out in flames and just like have everyone hate you. Like, no, it's not endearing. It's not it's not content. Have you seen any?
I saw a bit of it, but for people that don't know, and that sounds like I don't know, but I actually have seen a bit of it. Do either of you feel confident explaining the whole kind of bit of it?
So Quibble Cop was a former Minecraft YouTuber, I think, primarily.
Gameplay. He was practically AI generated already. His content was, it was just like Let's Play style. I never really saw it. He was like loud. He was a loud Minecraft guy. A
slightly younger audience.
I only know him from us like meeting him once. In like 2018. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen
him.
I
know him on the VTuber version.
I know him from the Sunny V2 video about how he ruined his career.
Oh,
which follows the same like ethos as all Sunny V2s, which is like, he didn't fall off because of like sliding content and middling activity online. Instead, he was always flexing his wealth, and the kids don't like seeing that.
And unfortunately, karma caught up to him, and now he's failing in his $15 million mansion.
He deserved it. Yeah. We win.
Wait, so it's, yeah, also, fat people are bad.
Oh, that was, what does that have to do with Jarvis? How did you,
yeah, that, well, that was the, oh, sorry, yeah, that, was that was just that Jarvis. Was
but yeah, we, but basically, yeah, he, in the most kind of an elegantly cynical move, has now replaced all of his channel output after a pretty extended hiatus. I think like a year or two before actually releasing in-person stuff. He now has a, at the top left, floating face cam of a VTuber version of himself. I don't know if they're just reusing the gameplay content, like every fourth,
yeah,
video,
that's where I don't
content.
Understand.
I mean, anybody could be playing it. They could pay anybody, yeah, to just play, yeah, Minecraft for like 10 minutes. I,
yeah,
guess.
And then the commentary is AI, or the script for the commentary is AI generated.
And then it's also an AI generated voice, or he's reading it out himself.
I no, think it's it is an AI generated voice of, they, I think they created with his voice, right? Yeah, like, yeah, it's, yeah, not, the, it's not him, he's voice, not doing
the,
anything.
The voice clones are really good. I do know though that he is pretty active on Twitter still, and there were some people like, AI, blah blah blah, I can always tell. And then he was like, you think you can always tell? Well, it hasn't all been automated. We've actually been replying to, like, because his Twitter is supposedly AI also, right now. And he's like, oh well, actually sometimes people are responding and you still can't tell, so joke's on you. So I guess his point was,
he's
AI
so uninteresting that he could pass for a computer program.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Yeah, it's like, I can always tell when it's an AI illustration because they have seven fingers on one hand. They're like, the joke's on you. Sometimes I have too many fingers.
So joke's on you. I don't know how to count.
Yeah.
Who's the idiot now?
Recently feel Pokemon? Like, especially with AI writing, I don't know if I can actually communicate with a person who thinks AI writing is like a good, like, is like actual art. Like,
yeah, I a productive actually, step forward for humanity.
Yeah, yeah, it like, it really fucks me up because it's like, we fundamentally disagree on what art is, and I don't think I can have a conversation with you about the writer's strike if you're like, well, fuck them. I didn't like the Marvel movie recently, so
yeah,
like,
they so should people all die. Don't deserve rights.
Yeah, yeah.
We should give them whatever the opposite of insurance is. They have to get hurt every day.
Because in their like ideal universe, the movies are more like the comics or what? I don't know what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, well, also when usually if somebody's commenting that they're like, these writers, like, the writing's been shit lately anyways, look at all these blockbusters, it's like, that's the other side of the strike. That's those are the studios making those movies. Like, these writers, the writers on those big blockbusters do not get, like, barely a say in exactly like what they're making, pretty much.
Yeah, you know? And even though they are attached to like a huge blockbuster thing, they're not being paid fairly, like, compared to what the studios are making from the thing they're forcing them to write, when they'd rather be writing something way more creative and interesting
also,
that would resonate with people.
It's not even a discussion about whether or not you like the writing. Does the writing make money? Yes. Then there's a portion of it that the writers should keep. It's like, we don't even need to have that conversation of like whether or not you like the writing.
Yeah, it's like just about like, the studio's this making chicken sandwich is kind of mid. I'm not gonna pay.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, and
you think the studios are gonna advocate for better writing via the AI?
Yeah.
And
no.
They give one shit. What are they training the AI on?
But like, let's say you pull over and there's a lemonade stand with like two kids selling lemonade. And after you pay them $1, their mom walks out and snatches the dollar from their hand and throws a dime on the table. Would you be like, well, how did the lemonade taste? What was the quality of this fucking lemonade?
Yeah.
Like, for there were like, she must have given you the lemons, must have been the hardest bit. So
If the kids aren't happy, they should be a vending machine.
Also, yeah, the thing that's gonna happen, like, they're already trying to turn the writers into machines where it's like, just do a sequel to what's already been successful, follow X, Y, and Z things that have already worked, don't venture artistically at all. And then if there's any pushback, it's like, oh, we can get a computer to replace you because the computer can't push back.
Yeah.
It's only going to create more. It's like, if you think that Marvel movies are like mass produced,
like trash now. Yeah. Just wait until
that's what's crazy. It's like the people are against the strike because it's like everything's formulaic. So then you want a robot to do like the robot's going to bring in like ingenuity.
It works in formulas.
It
actually literally can't.
Cannot
come up with new ideas.
Absolutely insane. And then even like a lot of these people, I assume, are like very capitalism pilled. Like, wouldn't they be in support of like if something makes more money, that's an incentive. Like, if they get residuals depending on how much the movie makes, then that should be an incentive for them to write better or whatever. Like, you'd think they would even think that way and be like, okay, I see it. But they're just so like, you know, just agreeing with the thumb guy who is complaining about pronouns, where it's just like,
art is in the abstract. Like, as soon as it is, also like a lot of the time the people complaining at some point had the desire to be involved either as creatives or most often like I wanted to be in games media. I was going to be a big reviewer, very successful reviewer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I said that like Brie Larson were not so cool, and that got views. And now they have to funnel all of their time into like
a different version of Brie Larson is mid.
You know which AI could write those videos. I mean, it's really are plug and play.
Sometimes feels like AI is writing those videos.
But what fascinated me for, I guess, because we mentioned it before, the thumb guy with Starfield, for people that don't know, is just a gamer, the fact that in an RPG in an RPG where you're constantly talking to people, it just asked you your preferred pronouns and he freaked the fuck out. What was fascinating to me is that he was like pleading to Bethesda, the company that made it, like, I need an escape from the real world. And he kept saying this concept of like, but you keep putting this current day shit in the game. And it's like, so you are you upset that the real world is reflected in the art that they're making?
Would you want to be immersed in?
Yeah.
Like the real world.
And it's like, fundamentally, it's like, how do you think a fictional world gets made other than somebody's own experience pouring into something fictional that they're making?
Yeah.
Just this, like, to say, like, this current day stuff. And it's like, what? So you want it to be like,
you're not allowed for modern day influences to influence your work. You have to, anything. It has to be 10 years or older.
Also, the game is set in the future.
Yeah, I know. That's what Andy's like, this current day bullshit. It's like, can you imagine walking into Bethesda and being like, I have a great idea for a game. So it's kind of like a Skyrim in space type of thing. But what makes it special is that it's kind of like the morals of American society in like the 1940s. So that's cool.
It doesn't get caught up in any of that current day bullshit. That current day California. What is he saying?
Yeah, he said like, California bullshit.
California bullshit.
It's so funny to me, to be honest, when I see British people getting like super mad at like leftist America, where it's just like, I know you can see it all because of the internet, but it's just like to hear like this California shit in not an American accent is funny to me.
This fucking, I don't know if the video will be out yet, so I won't go into too much detail, but Ethan recorded a video last night that I joined him for, and we watched a kind of conservative adjacent channel, right? One of the more popular ones. It's producing kids content. It's like, it's demonic. It's very fucking sinister.
Yeah.
And they, because they are hogs, they aren't funny. And because they aren't funny, but are trying to make content that is like palatable to parents, and that's really who they're selling to. They're selling to like the aesthetics of being a kids show. But
the parents who have been terrified from, you know,
finally something might
get finally something,
nebulous like cloud. And like, you can tell that they have never met anyone on the left, never interacted with them, because all the parody characters that are mocking them, they're at like a coffee shop, and there's this girl with short hair, and she
is
comes
it blue?
Up and says, yeah, let me guess. And then she walks up to, it's about like how to be feminine. It's like a trad wife girl. Mm-hmm. And she walks up and goes like, well, so you are saying that you want to be feminine. Well, feminism is bad. Mm. And then, and I thought you thought men were trash. Why do you want to be one? And then the like hipster girl, it's like, facts and logic have destroyed my ideology. Yeah. Like, no, if you're in the real world, what they would say is they take their AirPods out and be like, what the fuck? Why are you talking to me, man? I don't know who you are. Yeah. You don't live in places like this.
I've never wanted to start a conversation at the Coffee Bean. Like, I want to leave.
I'm here to win.
don't talk to me before I've had my coffee, unless you're trying to destroy me with facts and logic. In which case, I'm listening.
Don't pwn me.
Oh, yeah, you take out an AirPod and you go, go on.
They try to never have your coffee, and you're like, no,
please.
Wait, I'll take no soy in it, please.
Yeah, you change your order, you knock it over, you go, black.
Meat.
Give it to me, like, facts and logic. Give it to me facts and logic style.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, a British guy complaining about that. Like, the American monoculture, it's just being a fucking weeb.
Like, I think especially hearing, like, California ruin something or California style is, like, something I've only heard until recently in, like, just in an American accent. It was it's crazy that the concept of California has spread across the globe in like a moral way.
Such a hated way.
Yeah. It's a cope, dude. It really is. Like, every single person I know that was adjacent to especially games media in the UK wants to move to America, and they want to move to California and New York. Because that is America. They can't name any states. Like, those are the ones they know. Mm-hmm. But now, California, maybe it's because California's on the left. Maybe they're like the left of the country. That's where it's scary. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever references, like, I mean, shit, man, if you move like most of California, it's pretty fucking conservative.
Yeah. Most of every place, it's just
not where people live.
One thing that's really interesting, like, and this is even 10 years ago, but our friends, Jamie and Jessica, I'm sure they would be okay with this. When they were moving, they're two twin friends of ours. They're from South Georgia, like a very small town.
You were the twin, you guys.
Huh?
Hey, yeah, they're twins, but
you guys know identical. Each other?
Oh, yeah. I was like, South Georgia, I have no connection.
So they're in this small South Georgia town, one stoplight. Like, I went to a wedding there, and it was scary. but it was just scary to be there. And it felt haunted. And they were moving to San Francisco to, like, start their careers. And their, like, grandma was like, be careful out there in California.
Yeah.
And that was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's just like being on the news where it's like, California is it's a place where bad things happen. Yeah. Everybody be scared.
California and Chicago, where if you go to Chicago, you'll get shot. So it's like, might as well just bring a body bag in your suitcase.
Chicago is like, when you talk to some people, like, you know, especially I noticed it more as I was getting into my 20s, even when I moved out here, because a lot of my friends live in the city in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And like the talk, it's like you'll have a friend going like, oh, yeah, I just like walked and got a breakfast sandwich and I hung out. My neighborhood's great. And then you'll talk to like somebody conservative that I grew up around in the suburbs. And they're like, did you hear if you leave your car anywhere on the street, it'll get stolen and you'll get shot immediately. You know,
there's actually a 100% fatality rate when you leave and go anywhere.
Yep.
Did you know that? Living there,
it's weird too. I feel like with California, especially LA, and I'm sure even some people listening to this who have never been, people don't think LA is a real city, like in the way of they don't think it. I think they think it's only entertainment here and only really wealthy people.
Yeah.
And it's like the image, I guess, because it was sold to everybody, is like Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
But it's so weird when I see LA referenced and I'm like, yeah, I mean, those parts like aren't even LA, like, is sort of real LA, but not real LA as well.
It's, yeah. Until moving here, I wasn't aware of how gigantic LA is. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because I lived in San Francisco before that. San Francisco is geographically not that big. It's 7 miles by 7 miles.
I was surprised how small it was when I visited.
Yeah.
It is. You can see the other side from it.
Yeah. Whereas here, it's just like it's a bunch of, like, every neighborhood is like a town.
Well, LA County, I think, is the most populated county in the U.S.
Yeah.
Followed by Cook County that I grew up in.
Hey,
no. Remember that for when I quiz you later.
This.
Remember that when you do the newlyweds.
Just wanted to talk, not get my ass kicked. Yeah.
You got cooked.
And what county was I from?
You got it.
I don't know. No. I can't hear anything. My shoulder hurts so bad.
You hit my shoulder so hard, my ears are ringing.
Oh, I got it.
Cock County.
Oh shit, dude. He got
Let's
your
fucking
ass.
Go, dude. Let's
dude.
Beat him up and kill him.
It's not funny.
Shambles.
It's not funny.
Go, let go.
California style.
How old are you? One.
That's for what he did.
Taking it out of you. That's for him.
Let him know who sent you.
You're not out here super long, no, Drew?
No, only a few more days.
Have you already had the game? The big game?
The football game?
Yeah.
No, that's on Sunday. That'll be the last day.
Sunday.
That's right. You've heard of it.
Yeah.
You've heard of.
I've heard of the day.
Yeah.
Last day of the week or the first?
I know stuff.
Yeah. Seriously. No, I think I talked about it last time I was here, but like I am trying to find more excuses to come out to LA because like all my friends are here. You haven't met any of them, but I have a lot of friends here.
Oh.
Okay. This is for work.
Just not say it.
What about we hung out all last night? That was because
I needed to get to know you for the podcast, which is for
get
work.
Get to know you
so
for half a decade.
What county is he from? Penis Town.
What county has town at the end?
Penis Town County, California, Chicago.
Drew, you're gonna have to start hitting me for Eddie.
Yeah, I am.
Gotta punch his other shoulder and even
that's,
it out.
That's to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you fixed my brain.
But I came out here to like hang out and do some stuff, and then I was like, oh, if I come this week, then on Sunday I can go see my beloved Miami Dolphins lose at SoFi Stadium. And my dad's going to come out on Saturday
because
he's the one who introduced me to football, and we share that misery together and the frustration and disappointment. And
the Dolphins do they're no good.
Historically, they've been disappointing. Yeah, for the or at it's least
very
for,
diplomatic way to say doo doo.
Yeah, for at least my entire life, they've been bad.
Yeah,
they won two Super Bowls in the 70s, and they were like a powerhouse back then. I didn't get to see any of that. So
it's
going
to feel weird
like
to have no players from then, and that's when you became bad.
That's they also won the Super Bowl of being the team in the Ace Ventura movie.
That's right. Mm. But unfortunately didn't translate to real life.
There's no trophy for that?
Nope.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think everybody
well, I'm going to go.
What are they in the Ace Ventura? They're just around?
Just
hanging out?
The plot of Ace Ventura is that Dan Marino, superstar quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, gets kidnapped.
Oh.
It is?
Yeah. Wow. Or does he get kidnapped, or is it the mascot that gets
I can't remember if he gets kidnapped and it makes the dolphin sad, or if the dolphin gets kidnapped.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Surely
Dan Marino
it's
is
the dolphin,
in it.
That's his whole shit. It's like animals and pets, no?
Yeah, there's a dolphin mascot that gets kidnapped, but I feel like Dan Marino...
I like the idea that...
has like a gun pointed at his head or something like that.
I like the idea that you go to a football game and they're like, normally this would be a time for celebration, but our mascot has been kidnapped.
Yeah.
So they can't do it. The band just can't like play any exciting music.
Our living animal mascot has been taken from the premises. We don't know where they are.
For
or
Chicago,
who
I'm like, so you're telling me you took a bear away from the crowd? Cool.
Yeah. Have you seen this dolphin?
You never think about moving out, right? Right. I mean, obviously not now, but
no. It's fun. Recently, we've been talking about the possibility of it more. I mean, like, I only live in Florida because that's where I've lived my whole life, and we bought a house a couple years ago, and like, it feels like we're sort of settled down, and it's like, well, we'll be here for the long run. But
on
it's
the
also like
bright side, it has the best weather and politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's neither swimming. Of those.
Oh fuck!
Yeah,
I mean, that's why I left. Like, I wish I was drowning in air. I wish it was so wet in the air.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, and I hate even talking about it because it's like such small talk or whatever, but it's like fucking miserable in Florida.
I fully embrace talking about the weather. It's fucking miserable.
It's such a universal thing we all relate to, but for some reason, a few years ago, I just remember it started being a thing where it's like, well, you can't talk about that. That's fucking boring. That's what NPCs talk about. But it's like, but I can't leave my house. So it's kind of a big part of my life that it's too wet in the air outside. And I have to shower three times a day if I go for a walk, and I can't do that. But I was going on walks for my mental health. So,
yeah,
you know, connect the dots. I'm a little sad now.
Ace Ventura?
I sweat really easily. I've talked about this probably before.
Aww.
It's very frustrating because my whole life people have been like, did you run here? And I'm like, no, my body's just broken.
It's also a really rude thing to say to somebody if they come up to you sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, I
did
agree.
You run here?
I would. Kind of be
no,
like,
I
fuck
didn't.
Off. My endocrine system is just busted. I don't know. I have hyperhidrosis.
You did get a bad hand on where you lived plus what you are.
So I truly almost never went outside in Florida. I grew up in Florida and I never wanted to go outside. And people like didn't understand. And I was like, I will be miserable if I go outside.
Yeah.
And then I spent one summer in, so I went to school in Georgia and I spent one summer in Atlanta. And then I was never again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, the weather is really nice in Florida for the time of the year that it's nice. January, February, really into May, it's all right. But yeah, like the sun, June through September, it's just like, I can't do it. It's, that's like, I hear about seasonal depression with people who live in like cold states where it's like, I can't leave because it's cloudy. And like, you know, you've lived in Chicago. It's like, that's the winter months. But for us, I get seasonally depressed in the summer where I'm like, yeah. I can't go outside and I need fresh air, but that air is, it hurts. <I'm> drowning.
There's too much water in this air.
Yeah. There is no outside right now.
I can't breathe.
No, I mean, you look, as the advocate
break it down
of California, you're more than welcome to come out here for extended periods of time.
Thank you.
We're a little full. Okay. Amanda. She should move out here.
Oh, Amanda's welcome.
Takes up less space than me, I guess. It's
She's just like cooler and like more fun to be
around. Yeah, the space thing is not at all the concern, I would say.
Yeah, okay. The space thing is more not about physical space, but sort of like when you're letting somebody into a club and you're like, not you, but...
Sort of like the aura. Like, I guess the aura I take up is like...
Annoying.
Physically.
Yeah, yeah.
Annoying.
Physically
like very... Yeah. Like infuriating to witness.
And it's good that we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I think we all agree that I suck.
No.
Good to find solidarity in something at least.
That's true. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I to be honest, the last couple of days, I haven't been doing much.
Me too.
Other than you coming out here, I have been just playing Tears of the Kingdom for days. It's great. I think I've reached my limit where I've been living in like the gamer dungeon for like maybe 3 or 4 days.
Did you have it on ice till the project was done?
Until I was done with Margaritaville, because it came out during, and I liked Breath of the Wild so much that I was like, I can't play this on like, even if I brought the dock for it, we just work so much on that trip that it's just like, I don't think I'd be able to dive.
You want to fully immerse yourself in it. That's kind of,
because there's no pronouns.
Because there's no pronouns. It's easy.
So I've just been, I've been playing it for a while, but the last couple of days especially, Chrissy's been gone, so I have like a free night and I'm like, oh, I'll play some games. When Chrissy and I are not like together, I realize after like a couple of days every time where I'm like, oh, I just like I'm miserable to myself. I like don't go for walks. I like don't eat good food. It's just like, I don't know, just much better.
I've noticed like when I'm like, I have a deadline or something and I'm really stressed and I get like really irritable then, because I'm like, don't talk to me. I need to like finish this. And then, but then also when I'm like too lazy for a couple of days, I'm like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Like now it's like, I have no momentum. So I'm like, don't make me do a chore, wife. I'm like, okay, I should probably be a better person.
I just burned through some visa paperwork that in one iteration or another, I've been like putting off for about 7 weeks, which is a fucking horrendous idea. But it's through stress and fear and trauma that it's just so hard to engage with. I get so angry even seeing the words. But then when it was done, I got none of the satisfaction of it being done. All I had was, that took so long, I could have had fun playing video games, which I wouldn't have. I would have been playing the video game saying, this could be fun if it weren't for that paperwork that future Jordan will be dealing with very effectively.
I've been in the gamer dungeon, except for...
We have been going to the polls.
We've been Pokemon going to the polls. I've been playing so much Pokemon Go. And I've been walking like 8 miles a day. and it's funny because to grind the game, which I have been doing, I have to be outside and walk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been good.
Walking
sounds great.
Yeah, it's honestly really fun. I'm having a blast.
Yeah, it just has made my life better in every way. I feel like it was the big suggestion toward the end of quarantine of people like, you should probably go out for a walk. And there is that feeling of like, that's not going to fucking help the, like, with the state of the world right now. And then you step outside in the sun and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, we've been playing, we immediately got back into it together to just kind of knock around with it. It's a little overwhelming now. It's kind of got that long running MMO quality of 3,000 systems and all of them interact in ways that nobody's really willing to tell you about until you ask your friend Jarvis and he teaches you tech. I fucking love walking around, I
it's
guess.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I thought that I didn't for 29 years. And it turns out I don't mind walking around a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I
caught a little guy.
I needed some sort of like sort of in the carrot and stick analogy, I needed some sort of carrot to get myself to walk around and sweat outside and be uncomfortable. And it turns out the answer is digital monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever talk, objection, do you ever talk publicly about your running? And
only when asked about it. I don't really bring it up a lot because I think a lot of people are more runners than I am. Mm. But I'm going to start training for something else soon, for a half marathon soon that Chrissy and I are doing.
Karate.
But yeah, I run a mile a day. That's what Jordan's running.
And how long have you been doing that?
4 days. No, I have
4
not,
minutes, actually. I haven't started yet.
Yeah. I have not missed a day since the time I started, which I believe was like December senior year of high school for me.
That's wild.
So it's, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Sometimes I'll think about the streak and then it makes me feel really old because it's since high school. I think it's been, I graduated in 2015. So I think it would be December of 2014 that I started.
We're all young as fuck.
Oh my God, wait. That's pretty fucking long. Oh
my God. Yeah, that's crazy. That's
it's very long.
That almost feels like prayer.
it's like one bit of discipline that I keep. It's less of a health thing. But I think some people think that doesn't. By the way, it's definitely good for you, but it doesn't like. It's also not good for you to run every day. That's just something that I do. That's recommended to do.
I mean, you're not like doing long distance. So yeah, it's like you can knock it out in 8 minutes. And right. Like okay.
But I guess what you're saying is you are about to start doing long distance.
Yeah. But I think some people think that doing that keeps you like super healthy, and it's like I've had like weight fluctuations and different stuff doing.
Yeah, I think walking consistently more. Yeah,
way more.
Like 30 minutes of walking is probably better than like just one quick mile.
Yeah.
But
yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say the small little hack that I do is if you need to call a friend or catch up with anybody, just go outside and put your AirPods in.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a great
called
way.
You a couple times during my walks that I can't do anymore because it's hot, but before.
Yeah, and
that
I can still do because it's yeah, hot,
you live
but
in
it's
paradise.
Not too hot.
Yeah.
We need to get you like a weather controlled suit. Like a big suit that's got like air conditioning in it, and then you can go outside and go on a walk.
Michelin man walking around.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly. Awesome. Much better.
I think I can change one thing about my routine at a time, and then something like flies out of whack, and then I need to like fix that too. It's a little bit of a game of whack-a-mole, but like there is forward progression. I started walking a ton, and then I started eating a bunch of junk food. And it's offset all the things. And so now I need to like fix that because I'm like, I walked so many miles today. I'm just going to eat McDonald's and I can't help it.
That mental excuse especially with the Apple Watch now that like I know how many calories I burn for the day. I try to not look at it because
it's also like not accurate. There's days where it says I burned 800 calories and it's like, no, I fucking didn't. That doesn't mean I can have 3000 calories a day and still be in maintenance.
It'll
be
late at night and I'm like, okay, well I could have a big snack because I did do a lot. And it's like, that's also just not how it works. It's like, I mean, sort of,
it comes back to like, I'm okay. I'm happy to treat myself, but it's not treating myself if I'm eating McDonald's every day.
Right.
It's just making me feel worse than I should because I'm doing such a healthy thing for myself. And then I'm not reaping the rewards because I'm eating fries all the time.
There is this weird trade-off too. I think I became too acclimatized to get like, well, there's fast food. And then there's like, it's a burger, but it's like a regular meal, you know, that one's fine to have. And now I'll just make that for dinner and I will eat the burger that I made and feel way worse than the burger.
Yeah.
Because I also just put too much oil in it and I overcooked it. And like, there is no, it definitely, this is absolutely like an old head complaint, right? Like the way your body,
we're young.
I'm getting old.
I mean, we're young super young.
Obviously,
yeah, like, super young. I just
learned to drive.
That's true. I'm about to take my test.
We're young. I just got my braces off a couple years ago.
So we're
these are all true facts, but
they are.
I got my Invisalign off this morning. Forgot to bring it with me. So young. This is
young.
Can I ask about one of the topic things? Because
we have topics.
What the fuck is Delta doo-doo?
Okay, wait. Can I guess what it's about?
Oh, do you don't know?
Who knows? So often I don't know what's going on.
I
I know.
Okay.
You know?
So I'll guess. So, I'll guess okay. first.
My guess. I do know. I saw it on Twitter for just a moment.
Yeah.
And now I put the name together.
Yeah. Wait. I don't know.
Wait. So is it the guy... They had to ground a plane
because someone had really bad diarrhea.
So it wasn't that they had bad diarrhea. It was the location that the diarrhea took place in, which was the entire plane. It's like down the aisle.
Oh, no.
It wasn't in the toilet. It was
on the controls.
Yeah. So
the reason it wasn't on my mind is when you were, I think either yesterday or the day before coming over, I knew you were about to walk up to my apartment door and I had Twitter open and it was like, here's the found footage of, is this the actual tweet?
Oh my God.
I'm trying to figure out if this is the exact tweet that I saw, but it was somebody saying like, here's the footage from that Delta diarrhea flight.
Yeah.
And then you arrived. So I put it away, but like, I didn't get to process fully what I saw until right now.
Yeah.
I
feel like. Between this and I just saw another video that popped up on Twitter recently where, it was two kids fighting in the hallway. One of them initiated the fight, went up and punched the other one, and then got his ass kicked and shit his pants. So the guy who started, and it's like, how do you continue to exist at that school? Yeah. And there's a, like, I can't imagine. And then saw the same, like, I feel so bad for like the person who obviously they had like a bug or something, you know, it wasn't their fault. They shit everywhere.
Yeah.
It was an emergency that they lost control of their bowels, but it's like they're national news now because they had to ground the plane. They couldn't even finish their flight because it's a biohazard.
That is a criminal log line.
That's so
I feel so bad for the people on the plane, but especially the person whose butt that came out of.
We have official footage from the Barcelona diarrhea plane.
That was the tweet. Yeah.
That's...
I don't understand what I'm...
It's all over the aisle.
Oh, the aisle.
Yeah, it's gross.
Wait, so...
What was he wearing?
That's yeah.
I don't... Yeah, like, did he start to pull the pants down? Was it so... It just ran down his... I mean... One time I shit my pants when I was 15 and it did just kind of go right down my leg because of the consistency of the shit. Anyway.
Respect. Mm. What flight was that on?
September. It was the one that got diverted.
Barcelona Airport.
Well, either way, it was my 9/11, so.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
God damn.
I do
biohazard issue.
Plane turned around to clean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It turned around. It like didn't even get to Barcelona.
Was it leaving? It was Atlanta to Barcelona.
Yeah, I think it was like an hour.
I have done that exact flight before.
Wow.
And I didn't poop.
Wow, you're kind of...
I have a poop
way
sense.
Way better than that person.
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah, I'm holding it all in.
Oh, not okay, good. Not good.
Yeah, when was that?
2013. So.
Okay, so...
I got this. You know, because Eddie has his running.
It's exactly like the running.
Yeah, Eddie has his running where he's done that.
Since you're going to have to put the microphone.
It's been 40 years.
No,
wow.
Man. Yeah. You counted seven. How did that happen?
I have like a, it's like a tesseract of poop inside of me where it's like an antimatter cube.
It's like a dying star.
Yeah, it's hyper compressed, actually. Yeah,
this is a titanium couch.
Yeah, the laws of physics like don't really apply down there.
Yeah.
Eddie, I have a little surprise for you.
What's the surprise?
The segment.
Should I close
Eddie
my eyes?
From Jordan.
Wait, no.
For
no,
Eddie
it's
from
Jordan.
Eddie. Okay.
The surprise is for.
I don't want to see it.
I actually didn't read that earlier. I didn't know that was there until.
You didn't read that? That's
you
awesome.
May have seen. Have you seen the. So I should explain to the audience.
Wait,
you have. You do my favorite version of my favorite quote. I did everything right and they indicted me.
Uh huh.
Yours is my favorite one. You hit indicted with.
Like oh a, yeah. I didn't even do it as like an impression for the most part. I was just saying that my favorite part of that line is that indicted. Is that that's the funniest part of it. And also following just right after is saying I did everything right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everything.
Yeah. I did everything right.
Zero mistakes.
Yeah. And but yet like, they. Have you seen the newer clip?
Wait,
he's back on his bullshit. I believe he says a similar line as to doing.
Is it
right.
Is it part of like his recordings where he's standing there? I saw him say
he talks about Biden on the beach.
I did see that.
Yes,
but I would love to see it again because it's the best.
I haven't seen it. I want to see
it. He's talking about Biden has a presidential vacation. Okay. And
Crooked Joe Biden's only campaign strategy is indicting me. That's all they going on extended vacations and sleep. That's what he wants to do. He wants to sleep and he wants to go to the beach and sleep. He thinks he looks good in a bathing suit. He doesn't. He's a compromised president who is leading our country to hell.
Jesus. Dude, he hit so many keywords.
He is a Manchurian candidate.
Oh. Did he just say, I don't know what this means, but he's a Manchurian? Wait.
Did he? I think he did.
He said, I did everything right, but I'm a Manchurian.
In the true sense, and I don't know if you know what this means.
I don't know. I don't know if you're smart enough to know.
Yeah. But he's right, I don't. Yeah.
Which I actually, I'm 100% confident that's what he says when he doesn't know what's
right. He like just learned
something and he's shaming you for not knowing the thing that he was just told.
Yeah. I don't know if you know what this means, but I'm a Lancurian candidate. Okay.
I think there was a time where I was like, you know, he's like, you know, sure he can be funny, but it's not that funny. There's just, he's so funny so often. And
he's like, every time a Saiyan loses a battle, they become stronger. Every time he kind of misses, like a Ronda Sanctimonious was not really a hit. He rolls back through with little Ronda.
Yep.
It's like a freight truck.
There's a really subtle Trump moment that I love. And it's in the very famous one when he learned that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died. But it's not when he said, it's not the song in the background. It's not him saying like, this is the first time hearing this. It's when they first get his attention and he's just walking past and he goes, yeah. It's just this very real, what? Oh. Like, it's just start hearing that somebody died, but you start with just like, what'd you say? It's just such a soft.
taking the headphone half off. Yeah. You're wearing it on the plane.
I think the problem is like, when he started his campaign, it was so funny because it never felt real. And it's like, he's not going to win. So it was fun to laugh at like the insanity of it. And then it was like, well, now he's a president and that's fucked up. So we can't laugh anymore. And now it's like, well, he can't be president again. And he hasn't been president in a while. So it's funny again. But then if he's president again, then it's like, it's going to go back to being like, fuck, we shouldn't have laughed so much.
We literally know exactly what it feels to be wrong to do this.
And if he does, this clip will be back in our face.
Still funny that he said sleep.
Sleep.
We reaped what we sowed and yet we're sowing again. Here we are.
It's so fun to sow.
One of my favorite tweets of all time is like me sowing. Hell yeah, this is awesome. Me reaping. What the fuck?
It's so bizarre, like, I just don't understand. Like, he went on so many vacations. Like, it's just like the hypocrisy is like so strong.
He was the ultimate vacation president.
But with his confidence, I like just, I'm like, how are you that way? Like, because he knows that he went on more vacations than any president.
Oh, it's the only way he knows how to be. I think it's
the same as breathing for him.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, that's exactly that type of behavior for him is so second nature at this point.
He has like cousin walks. Powers where like Thanksgiving, you and your cousin go out, give it a break, walk around, like, oh, I got a handle of vodka, let's treat ourselves, blah, blah, blah. He goes out and there's like, you're 8. So you say to your 14-year-old cousin, what did you do over your summer? And I went like, I actually joined SEAL Team 6. Like, I guess. Like, shit, man. Yeah. He's just like, I actually never took a vacation. And it's footage of him taking a vacation. It's his Google calendar saying, vacation time again. Have a lot of them, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's like, No, you're gay. Yeah. Like, okay.
It's weird that it works, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised because people don't think that hard about this stuff.
Yeah.
They're not smart. He's gonna win again, isn't he?
Yeah, I have to pee. Should we?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You guys
time
can carry
for the real
on.
Real show.
Yeah.
Time to go nuts. Thank God, you know. I will pull that. Sorry to keep going to the board. There's just so much I saw this morning. I wanted.
Also,
to...
you don't have to apologize to going to the board. They're interesting. So.
Jacob did everything right.
Dude, I wish I had a Trump impression so bad. There's so many things.
He's just really
There's
tough.
So many. I can't do the gravel.
Well, you've got the you have the two that I can't do, which is Obama and Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate is like my. It's like I've been cursed with that one.
I don't know if I've heard your Andrew Tate.
People get unnerved when I do it. They're like, what does he even say?
Talk about going to jail and they put me in my brother. I can't do it because the inflection that he has.
They just want
like
me to talk about Hustlers University.
Oh my God, that's really good.
Yeah, it's
because he's got a really weird
drink
accent.
A bowl of water.
He like, did he? I don't know a lot about
his background. He grew up like halfway in the U.S.
Yeah, so it's like not an accent that is like, it's personal to him almost.
He just
He hits like...
I don't know why it just comes out of me this way.
There's little inflections or even like the cadence of it.
Yeah.
It does not sound like it. Sorry, not your impression.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like this, but he has the cadence of the kind of farmer style of where I grew up.
Mm.
So every time I try and get into it, I just go like, Hustlers University.
You know it too. You know one of the accents too well.
It's too close to me. Plus, I have this like aversion to Americanizing myself.
Uh-huh.
Not in any kind of like reasonable, I should feel that way. It's just like when I first moved here, people are like, oh, that was very American what you said there. You went, and you're like, no, I'm well, not deleting myself.
Didn't you show up to trivia 2 weeks ago in a cowboy hat and you had a whip and boots that...
No pants.
Rode in on a horse, no pants.
Yeah, sure. The horse had no pants.
You were wearing an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Yeah, my brand was kind of confused.
There's a weird combo. Yeah.
A lot of cowboy stuff and then like a little
Ed Hardy t-shirt. Yeah,
assless chaps, but with jeans.
Assless jeans.
chaps are just assless, no?
No.
Are they pants? Are they full? Don't they?
They're like your leather. Friends back home.
They're like leather.
Oh, that's right.
I only know this from RuneScape, but they're like leather pants.
My boys are assless. I'll tell you what. I have a little...
Left a trail of diarrhea from the bathroom.
Oh, dude, we're going to have to divert this.
That's a biohazard.
We're going to go to Barcelona now.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Holy shit.
This is
but I think I look good in a bathing suit. I want to go to Barcelona.
Do you think there's any chance? Because, you know, you'll see stories like that sometimes, and then the local news will be like, we're here with the cop that flew through a slide and went into space. Do you think there's any chance we'll see a local Atlanta news like, it's shit, man?
I'm blaming shit.
The man who shat in the plane has been identified as a billionaire.
Yeah, they're calling him the funniest guy.
It's like kind of like the woman who saw the thing on the plane, and then got identified as some ad executive.
The and also, like, thing. What is like apologizes for it, but also will avoid the answer of seeing anything or even saying. I thought maybe she was gonna be like, yeah, I was having like some kind of like issue.
Yeah, no one cared about the apology. Everyone wants to know what happened.
Yeah, and then it's kind of like, I know.
Yeah, that was really
you're like,
weird.
Oh.
Yeah, I was not in my best
seat.
No one knows.
No one knows.
We don't know what she just
said. I think it's better that she doesn't say, though. I don't think she needs to say. But then now there's conspiracy theorists that probably will never leave her alone.
Yeah, she saw diarrhea, man.
Flying by the
prophecy foretold.
People are way more open to seeing lizard people as a realistic thing than I thought. Reading comments on TikTok when that happened, like, tens of thousands of likes of people being like, she saw, like, just making shit up of like, I saw somebody mention, there's a report that she saw a guy with green eyes. And you're like, what?
I read
a guy? Just like many guys?
You just had color changing contacts and they looked kind of artificial.
It was a cosplayer.
Yeah. I saw a person from Genshin Impact in real life.
We talked about this on a previous episode, but there is a clip of like Kai Cenat reacting to like the Streamies bit that me and Ted did.
I've seen the photo.
And I got a genuine person going, hey, people are saying that Kai reacted that way because you're a part of the Illuminati. Tell me, Jarvis, I'm a big fan. Do you mess with that stuff?
Do you mess with
the Illuminati?
You have to tell
me. And I was like, it was like genuine. And I just replied, no. And they were like, thank God.
What are
you? Are you a cop?
No. Yeah. No. Oh, thanks. Final. I'm so relieved.
Would you be pissed?
I said no to that bid. Do I get an Illuminati invite if I had said yes?
I'd love to be.
Wait, I'm the imposter.
That's very flattering, by the way, that it's like, that any YouTuber would be invited into the Illuminati.
Yeah.
The least subtle or like,
they would make a video about it right away.
Yeah.
Well, I love the fan waiting with bated breath. Like, please tell me no. Please tell me you're not there. Like,
all it takes is just a verbal no.
Yeah.
Chattering teeth.
The Illuminati can't lie. That reminds me.
I just saw a screenshot of a tweet interaction yesterday where someone was like, I just realized that Dream had to experience sadness in order to write whatever song. And someone was like, no. Please don't say that. Don't make me think about him having to experience sadness.
Don't say it's true.
No, there's no way.
That's not what the mask is.
Yeah.
The mask is always smiling.
I do think it's the Dream thing where he like
He was like, I'm too ugly. I have to put the mask back on forever. Mm-hmm. And it was like so clearly like, okay, I get that people are going overboard, but clearly you're like not an ugly like person. You're a normal looking dude. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up that people are like making fun of your appearance. But then now, every time he's pictured without his mask on, people are like, he's a liar. And then people do the thing where he should have kept the mask on, that ugly little man. And I was like, this is the worst possible like scenario. Yeah,
functionally, I just hate it too, because it's like he went on Colin and Samir recently wearing the mask the whole time. And I was like kind of curious. And then 2 minutes in, I'm like, I can't fucking watch this. Yeah. I want to like read his facial expressions. I want to like see someone silently react when someone's talking. I don't want to see just a fucking mask. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Does the mask mess with the audio, or is it like, does it have a bunch of holes in it, do you think?
Oh,
like,
does
it
have sound a mic? Muffled? Does he have a mic?
It didn't sound muffled. It sounded fine. It just sounded like him talking, but it was just so weird. It's like especially on a podcast, because podcasts are where you like take the mask off, like metaphorically, I guess, and kind of talk about stuff. And he's just like, this is really weird. I don't know.
Yeah, there's that Sunday Conversation episode where Caleb is chatting with, he has like a day with Deadmau5. Marshmallow. Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
Could be the same guy.
We're all so sorry.
I just hope that Marshmallow's never experienced sadness.
No. Don't say that.
I don't know. He seems pretty happy. Yeah. But his eyes are dead. But he, the way he communicates is like very, it's interesting to me to see somebody wear something like so ostentatious, but by virtue of it being a mask, it's just sometimes because they are quite soft-spoken and shy. I don't know Dream particularly well. I have no insights in his personal life, but like, he is not a bombastic guy. Like, this issue, this like, I'm wearing it, it's like Rey Mysterio. He has like a Mexican wrestler journey, but it's just like, hey, so today we're, how many blocks can I put on top of each other?
You don't think Dream's ever experienced shyness before?
No.
He's always out of his shell. He's always outspoken.
He's always happy. He's always strong.
I've had the privilege of meeting Dream on a number of occasions, and the last time I saw him, it wasn't the last time I saw him, but like after he put the mask back on, I saw him again after meeting him as a normal human being, like with his face. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, when you like see somebody and you like dap him up or whatever, doing that with a man with a mask on, very strange experience.
Oh my God.
Cause he's like, hey dude, long time no see. You know, like, it's like, hey, Dream's mask.
Hey, probably Dream.
Yeah.
I can't be sure.
Could be anyone.
I feel like
could be Quibble Cop under there.
Hello, friend.
Today we're going to be doing Roblox First to Die challenge.
Wait a second,
IRL.
Guys, do you think Quibble Cop's AI has ever experienced sadness?
No.
Actually, no.
Probably
no.
Not. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Wait, no, so no, no. No.
So
no,
we
no.
Stand.
Affirmatively, no. Yeah, we stand.
So we stand. Yeah. Okay.
I have a tweet to read you, but maybe it's a bonus episode.
Oh, we're gonna continue this convo over on patreon.com/sadboys on the bonus show Sad Boys Nights. But Drew, Eddie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You look for me to say
that. Thanks.
Yeah, you guys always talk at the same time.
Same.
You're not even trying.
I said the word talking. I speed ran the sentence. Yeah, I'm Drew Gooden.
Yeah, your you name, the one over. Thing.
It's somebody trying to do the bit where they talk the same, but one person just wants to direct the
Yeah,
whole
I'm
thing.
Getting angry that you're not saying what I'm saying.
You're still looking at me like we're doing it.
Yeah.
You're looking at my lips.
Not saying anything I'm saying. You suck.
On the bonus, they will be talking at the same time the entire episode.
That's right.
You'll get it, dude.
Mm-hmm. We have to practice.
Sorry. It's worse than nothing.
Do you guys want to plug anything or talk about anything you're up to?
No.
Jesus.
Don't ask me again.
I usually, the only thing I should plug is Burback.
My
channel with my brother Tony that we sometimes shoot right here.
Yeah. Never shot it here. It's on a green screen, but you can still tell that it's shot here. Look for clues.
There's no clues.
Jarvis walking
you
in.
Look for them though.
Look for the clues.
We end every episode of Sad Boys with a particular phrase.
Do we all say it in unison? Because yeah, I think we already established that I'm
not let's give it a go.
Should we do the whole thing in unison?
We love you and we're sorry. My name's Drew Gooden.
No!
And I'm Drew.
No, you said
that.
I knew you wanted to say it.
Boom.
I felt like we were pretty in sync. Like we were playing Kingdom Hearts last night. I was watching. We were having a great time. I felt like, okay, if we do the unison bit tomorrow, we're going to do fine.
Well, yeah, when we were playing Kingdom Hearts yesterday, we talked in unison for 4 hours.
Yeah, we said
Goofy! Sora, Donald, Goofy, Hayner, Pence, Olette, Hercules, Simba.
Can you leave now? This is my house.
Yeah, this is my house.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Can you leave now? This is my house. My name is Professor
Johnson.
Gucci girl, Gucci girl, how you doing? How you moving, girl? Moving, girl, how's your day looking? That future girl, future girl, yeah, we all now. Take my money, go away, all you want it. Girl, too rich for me.